312-91-7200. Feel free to join the conversation. Before we pivot for a second, just want to read a few other texts about the mask and the going out thing. We could go ad nauseum in circles about this forever. But 815 says, I'm not judgment-free. Sorry, plain ignorance and rude not to wear masks. We're going to be right there with Florida and Arizona. People can't act responsibly during a dang pandemic. Just want to note that, you know, if Gail, who called, and other people like that, went into a place that was 25% occupancy as the rules to a bar or restaurant, and they were 6 feet apart the whole time, they weren't against the regulations by not wearing them. And that's why I think that just maybe a little bit clearer guidance on mask on, mask off, or the policies or the recommendations would just make our lives just a little bit easier. Boy, all the talk in the spring from, I'm not a parent, but I know a lot of folks are, my co-host, one of my co-hosts on The Jam is, about the e-learning and the hell nightmare that was for a lot of parents going through it. But for some parents, it gave them potentially an idea as we live through this COVID situation for a lot longer about the fall and maybe bringing the kids home, maybe semi-permanently and homeschooling. And joining us now to chat about that is a Chicago Tribune reporter, a friend of the show, we'll say, Allison Bowen. How you doing, Allison?
Hi, doing great. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, it's good to chat with you again, too. All right, so your article in the Trib this morning talked about homeschooling instead of sending kids back to school in the fall. Allison, I got to say, all I heard all spring was parents saying, I can't do the e-learning thing. So this is a little counterintuitive to what I thought we'd see.
I know, I agree. It's kind of interesting, right? A lot of parents did not enjoy trying to both work and, you know, coordinate remote learning. And, you know, some of the parents that are considering homeschooling, you know, ideally will not be working at the same time. But, yes, it's funny. It's a lot of, you know, parents really were tearing their hair out. But for others, you know, kind of created a new option. And I think thinking ahead to what the fall might be like in schools, parents are considering keeping kids at home and homeschooling.
Yeah, look, we still got some time. It's June 29th. We have all of July and August, and the news changes every week or so on where the trajectories are and what's happening, vaccines, no vaccines. We still have some time, but are parents beginning to plan by actually telling their schools this? I mean, how does that process work when parents actually think through this summer and planning for the fall?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So I think parents are definitely thinking ahead of what, you know, the schedule and everything might look like in the fall. And in Illinois, you don't technically have to register with the state or anything. You don't have to register with Illinois State Board of Education. They do have a voluntary registration process. You can fill out a form online, and we link to it in the story. But essentially, you just have to, you know, notify your school that the child won't be coming back. So parents do have time to think about it. But I think what they're mostly doing this summer, if they're planning, is teaching themselves, honestly. You know, you're going to be teaching your kid algebra. Perhaps you need to, you know, dust off some books yourself.
Yes.
I know I certainly would. But a lot of folks are concerned about things like, will the kids be able to concentrate with masks, with all these new protocols? And, of course, you know, the concerns about illness as well.
I don't want to say that parents can do a better job than teachers. Obviously, you know, vast majority of our teachers are well-trained and able to handle what they're doing, and thank God for that. But one family you talked to wondered if even the personalized one-on-one learning for people dealing with kids dealing with specific different abilities or different aspects of their life, that might be a fortuitous thing to teach them one-on-one at home.
Right, yeah. One of her parents, her daughter has ADHD, so she was especially concerned with things like masks. You know, was her daughter going to really be able to keep her mask on the whole time? And was she really be able to not touch her face the whole time, right? These are kids, and certainly adults have issues with remembering not to touch our nose and things like that. So I think she felt a little bit better at the idea of just having her home where she could, you know, watch her and help her and really ensure that she was able to fully concentrate. And I think a lot of the parents were kind of enjoying coming up with, you know, learning plans. I will say the two that I talked to that are planning to homeschool, if the public schools reopen in a year and things, or sorry, if things calm down in a year, they would send them back to school.
So it wouldn't be necessarily a permanent change, just one related to COVID-19.
Yes, not ideal.
Obviously, we won't know the numbers until fall semester starts, or we can start to see, you know, the enrollment changes year to year. Is there any way to quantify or get some idea of just how prevalent this is, how much of a discussion this is in families?
That's a good question. I did ask the Illinois State Board of Education for any numbers on, you know, forms or registrations they've had. They didn't have those on hand. But I did talk to a lot of homeschooling groups, and pretty much all of them said that they had received extra questions. One was even coming up with a first-time homeschooler packet to kind of help people learn. Because obviously there's a lot to consider when you're keeping kids at school and becoming, you know, a teacher for them. So they have gotten a lot more interest in questions.
Yeah, because even e-learning, you were, in theory, following the curriculum that the teacher themselves right. worked. They were doing the job of just, you were kind of the messenger, I guess you could say. Homeschooling is a whole different ballgame.
Right, yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that because actually one way that folks can consider doing it is some of the school's districts might have a distance learning plan, and so you could still kind of follow what their plan is. And, of course, part of this is that a lot of schools may not have finalized plans for the fall yet, right? So there could be a variety of ways. It could be maybe you do part remote learning and go into school for a couple of days, or maybe you follow completely the plan that the school has just at home. So I think there's a lot, of course, with all of this that's still up in the air, so... Time will tell.
Yeah, and I get the instinct to maybe homeschool the kid too, especially if a lot of parents are looking at the fall and maybe they've already gotten guidance from their offices that, hey, no, you're going to be work from home for this time. But that's a real, especially if both parents are working from home, it might seem like you're going to be able to manage that. But I imagine the experts caution against two work from home full-time parents tacking on a homeschooling regimen to their days.
Right. I think that's a really great point. I think it's a very bold goal to try to do that. And one of the experts I talked about actually essentially said, look, if you're both going to work full time, the child might be better off at school. So kind of considering everything in a real holistic way of what's better, you know, for everyone in the family. If you have parents that are working full time, ideally homeschooling works best when a parent is available to fully concentrate. And, you know, she said learning is something that's supposed to be done with a person, not like a computer, right? So ideally, you have someone who can really fully engage, concentrate. Same issue with, like, leaving your teenager at home, you know, with your second grader and hoping that they'll, you know, teach themselves or the teenager can help. Like she would also say that's perhaps not the best, you know, option.
I'm pretty naive on this subject, which will come as no galloping shock to anyone. I'm naive on plenty of them. That's why I have you here, the expert. I don't know how it works. Let's say you homeschool for a year or two, but then the student's going to enter junior high or that student's going to enter high school, that next level. How do we know that the student got the education that they need to then be thrust back in with children at a similar age level that they've had the requisite training and education to get there?
Right, so that's a great question. I am and was no expert in this, so I had fun learning about it myself. So essentially, if you want to send a child back to public school, ultimately, say you want to kind of see how this year goes, but ideally would rather have them in public school or back at a school. Essentially, the school will make a determination of grade placement, and they may do that from testing or, you know, kind of assess the material covered. So the best way to kind of make sure your child will be prepared is to check out the state standards and really make sure, you know, you're following those for what kids should learn and things like reading, writing, and math. And you can also directly ask the school, like, how will you reassess, you know, and try to make sure that you're matching that.
Have you talked to anyone, and I know that, you know, one of the criticism I always hear about homeschooling, or, you know, the reason why I would throw it out there, too, is the idea of socialization is such an important part of a child's development, and obviously the homeschool situation is different than the at-school. I just imagine that's one more consideration that parents have to make and weigh as they look at the landscape of public education or private education moving forward.
Right, yeah, absolutely. And homeschooling, you know, ideally folks have like group dates, they have a lot of play dates, they go to museums. Like a lot of homeschool kids have a lot of like social outings. And so even that looks different now, right? So it's like this is not homeschooling as we've always thought of it. It's going to be very different with kids that are already, you know, squirreling and have been quarantined. So it's, you know, I think every parent is in a tough position right now just trying to figure out, you know, putting the puzzle pieces together for what works best for them.
Yeah. All right, Allison, I guess this will be something you'll have to follow as you go through the fall, and we'll see a follow-up on whether a lot of parents are taking this up, or is this, I imagine for a lot of parents, this might be just, hey, I'm forming a backup plan, and that might not be the worst idea, because who knows what's going to happen between June 29th today and August or September.
Who knows? Indeed, John.
All right, Allison, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be here. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
312-981-7200. I'm curious of anyone that is, we've had a few texts about homeschooling. Were you homeschooled? Are you considering keeping your kids at home and handling it yourself? Or You think that's a bad idea? I'm kind of curious. And I know a lot's still up in the air over the next few weeks and months. And, you know, having the backup plan isn't the worst thing. 312-981-7200. Would love to have your thoughts on that. And plenty more coming up on WGN. Oh, the Chicago River. I haven't taken a look at the river if people are out and about today. I saw some kayakers out over the weekend and a couple of the boats going around, too. It's a good sight to see as long as everyone keeps their 6 feet. Had a great conversation with Allison Bowen just before the break about homeschooling, how more and more parents seem to be considering that as an option as there's uncertainty about whether, one, the schools will be open or what that will look like. And I wanted to hear from you all. It's a subject I don't know a lot about. And I imagine if you weren't homeschooled yourself or know families closely, it's just something that seems a little different. I don't want to say odd. It's just different. And I'd like some education on that. We're going to go with Mike first. Mike, you're on WGN. You were homeschooled, right?
I was. So I was homeschooled until high school. And then I was thrown into the public education system down in Florida. My little sister was homeschooled until sixth grade, and my brother was homeschooled all the way through. He just got his GED.
Okay, so and, what did homeschooling look for you? Is it was your parents were doing the teaching? How many hours a day? Like, walk us through that.
Okay, so my mom is an educator. She has a master's degree in special education. And so she kind of had an idea of how a classroom should work. But typically, we were up by 8 or so, had breakfast, and then school only lasted maybe until 12 or 1 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
Just doing the basic subjects. We never bought a curriculum. She always put one together. And this was back in Florida. So in Florida, we actually had to have a letter from a teacher stating that we were going to be homeschooled. We had to do standardized testing to show that we were meeting those benchmarks. But then when I went to high school, since I had never been in a school system, they requested that I start in ninth grade, even though I had previously completed ninth grade coursework.
Oh, interesting. See, I brought up.
So I was the one that was always the oldest in my class.
Yes, that's a good point because I brought up to Allison about wondering if students, you know, were meeting the criteria. I didn't even think that some students at homeschool might be exceeding the criteria from the level that they're then thrust into. So, what was it like going from homeschool to then high school? Was that strange? Was that different? Or was it big deal?
It was a complete culture shock. Luckily, I went to school in a small town on the Florida-Georgia border. So there were only kids in my high school, which was very nice, but still completely different from the homeschool group I was used to. I was used to being around adults all day more than I was children or teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was hard at first. Freshman year was really rough. Sophomore, junior, and senior year were great.
So what are you going to do? Do you have any kids now or no?
I do. I have 3, and they're all homeschooled.
Okay.
They've never been to school. The oldest 2 did attend a local church preschool while we were kind of trying to figure life out. But then my youngest, she's 6. They'll be 11, 9, and 7 this year.
Oh, wow.
I've never been to school. And it's been really interesting because my wife is a product of the public school system. She's never been to, or she was never homeschooled. But she was always comparing our kids' benchmarks to her friends that were in public school. So the first couple of years, my oldest is not a strong reader. And finally, I pointed out to her, I said, it's okay, as long as he knows how to read.
Yeah.
And now we have to take books away from him. It took him longer to catch up, but he excels in math. So it really allowed us to play to their strengths.
Mike, will you send your kids to high school when they get to that age, similar to the experience you had?
No.
Sorry, you cut out. You broke
sorry,
it there for a second.
You don't know.
Okay.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, we don't know if we will send them to high school. We kind of take it year by year.
Hmm.
But as we see what evolves in the public school system and the way that things are taught, we just really prefer having our hand into when they learn about things, what type of curriculum they're using. But homeschooling runs the gamut. I have friends that homeschool their children, and they use a complete either online or video system. So parents never teach the class. They're more of the assistant to help them understand the concepts that they need
right.
more help.
Yeah.
So there's so many different curriculums out there, even here in Indiana.
Hey, Mike, sorry, you're breaking up just a little bit. I think I got what you're going there. And we really appreciate the phone call. We're just losing that audio just a bit. But, you know, it's such a different area that I don't know so much about. And I appreciate Mike filling us in on that. Let's go to Cindy. Cindy, you are on WGN. You have some experience with homeschooling.
Yeah, I homeschooled my kids for 12 years here in Illinois. Primarily because my husband only worked 3 months of the year. So we had 9 months of the year, and we didn't want to follow a school schedule.
Oh, okay.
And Illinois, you don't really have to do a lot, which is a little scary.
Okay.
I was a public school, you know, straight as an arrow kind of person. So I took it seriously. And I did most of the formal schooling, and my husband did all the informal schooling.
Okay, what does that mean? Recess?
Well, no, I mean, just learning about things that were just after school, you
okay,
know, and
yeah,
just
yeah.
talking to them. And you can do a lot of learning, too, just by what the kids are interested in. And you can do, like the caller before, Mike, I always made the curriculum. Because I might have one kid that was interested in the Greeks and another kid that wanted to do math. So we would do everything, but not necessarily math every day and science every day. So it gave you a little more freedom. And we could do it in about 2 hours, 3 hours. I had three kids. The oldest was six years older than the youngest. But we could complete the formal schooling in about 3 hours a day.
So you did then K through 12 for each of the kids?
My oldest went through third grade, public school. My other two went, yes, they were with me till they went to high school.
They
went to the Catholic school, so they had to take an entrance exam. But all of them tested into honors classes. When they got there.
You did a good job. But I want to know, do your kids, what feedback, have they all gone through high school now, or they've gone through some form of schooling?
Yes.
So what have their
they've
feedback
gone through
to
high school, and in fact, my oldest has kids of his own, and they put them in the school, but they're considering now, with the distance learning, of possibly homeschooling them next year. Because he's had that experience now. And he feels like it actually might be a better experience just to do his own next year than to try and do it remotely with the school again.
So I have a question, Cindy, and I hope in no way I hope it sounds offensive, because I certainly don't mean it that way. But
no,
of my friends would talk when we were kids. And I don't know. I didn't know anyone that was homeschooled, probably because they weren't at school. But, you know, there's a perception out there that homeschool kids, and this is probably totally wrong, end up without the socialist skills. They are quote unquote weird, which is totally cruel to blanket people with one thing.
Right.
Do your kids ever say anything that, yeah, I missed out on this or I missed out on that? Do they ever express anything like that to you?
Because I made a conscious decision, because I had the same feeling. So I made a conscious decision to get them very involved in the community.
Okay.
So they played sports with the school of kids. I ran the Girl Scout troop. So my daughter had all of her friends were with the school of kids. We did some homeschool things as well. So they met other homeschool kids. But we kept them very active with the kids in the neighborhood. So they actually had the good socialization without a lot of the negative socialization and bullying you get at school.
Yeah, which is certainly worse than when we were in
right.
school.
Right.
It's a whole different form. There was no social media when I was in school. I can't even imagine. Yeah, it's...
Right. But my kids felt like they fit in fine. I mean, it was a little hard the first quarter transition into school, just having to take tests and sitting all day. But after the first semester, they were fine with it. And my daughter, the funniest story was her freshman year, they were reading a story about homeschool kids and how they can be weird. And Annie stood up and said, "Hey, not all homeschool kids are weird." And the teacher said, "Well, how would you know? It's not like you were homeschooled." And the whole class said, "Yes, she was." And she's like, "But you're not weird."
I'm not the first person to raise that question.
No, you are not the first person. And that was actually the question I probably got more often than anything else.
Well,
and a lot of it was sports too. We played a lot of sports, so they were very active with other kids, you know, in sports.
Well, I appreciate this perspective, because I think that the reason why I would not want to homeschool my kids, I don't have kids yet, but is because, you know, it's just what I did. I went to school. All my friends did that. But that sometimes gets us down, a logic circle that's just we surround ourselves in these bubbles, and then we think everyone else out of the bubble is strange. But when you actually talk through it, there are certainly some benefits. Cindy, thanks for the phone call. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, how have your e-schooling situation been, Lisa?
Hello. Well, gosh, not good. But after hearing the past two callers, I feel like a failure. Just kidding. But they make homeschooling sound really great. I had a thought while they were talking, and I thought, well, I'm guessing that one parent, if you're homeschooling, has to not be employed, right? Or at least only have very minimal hours.
Right. That's certainly the recommendation.
We are two-parent family. We both work full-time. And while my kids are little, really little, kindergarten and preschool, and so the curriculum, we're not talking about algebra, right? But it's still, but it can be, let me tell you. It's still very time-consuming. So what my experience was, and all of my little kindergarten moms that we all talked about, those of us that work, you can't sit an iPad, I can't sit an iPad in front of my six-year-old daughter and say, have at it, right, and check on her every hour and say, oh, okay, you're doing great. It doesn't work like that. I actually had to sit with her, I would say 75, if not more, percent of the time while she's doing her work.
So impossible with a full-time job yourself.
Say again?
It was nearly impossible with a full-time job yourself.
I mean, yes. We manage, but in our house we have split shifts. So I actually work afternoon. So okay. I would wake up in the morning and start school as best as I could. And you know, kudos to teachers. And I've always been pro teacher, but boy, I'm sure a lot of us that thought they had an easy job or or don't agree with their salary. I'm wondering if some of us are biting our tongues. But anyway,
Barbara,
so I would have a full day of teaching and be pooped and then have to go to work.
Barbara, I got 10 seconds. In the fall, if school's open, kids are going there, right?
Oh, I'm Lisa, and my kids are definitely going, masks, whatever, washing hands, we're getting back.
I think a lot of parents are in the same place, but it's not bad to think of other options.